How do you feel about your weaknesses? Are you intentional about working on them? Or have you fallen into the trap of thinking they don't matter? Do you think or say, "That's just the way I am. I can't help it. Don't expect me to change." If your coworkers sat in a conference room and made a list of your greatest weaknesses, what would be on that list? As you consider the things that they would discuss, how many of those things could you improve tomorrow if you were intentional? If your spouse or significant other were to make a list of the things that you do that bug him or her, what would be on the list? As you think about the most likely answers, how hard would it be to stop doing those things if you really tried? What many people don't realize is it is their weaknesses that are holding them back from enjoying more meaningful relationships, advancing their careers, improving their self-image and confidence, and living happier lives. I am a firm believer that when you do the little things you know you should do without excuses, you feel better about yourself and the person you're becoming. When you blow them off or discount them, your subconscious knows the truth. When you repeatedly fail to do the things you know you should do, it's impossible to feel good about yourself. The fact is, 95% of the weaknesses that I see holding people back are the things that they could change today by simply being intentional. Here are my three challenges to you. Number one, change your attitude. Never again allow yourself to think or believe that weaknesses are irrelevant. You can change weaknesses into strengths if you're intentional. Michael Jordan said, "My attitude is that if you push me towards something that you think is a weakness, then I will turn that perceived weakness into a strength." Number two, acknowledge your weaknesses. The first step towards improving your weaknesses is to openly acknowledge them. And number three, be intentional. Choose one of your weaknesses and start today to work on it at home, at work, and in your social circles. And remember, for most people, it's not the lack of focus on their strengths that holds them back. It's the lack of focus on their weaknesses.